And we're talking with Nick at Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette about the good coho, steelhead, and brown trout fishing. So, Nick, you mentioned catching all of the above on waxies. Are you selling any live bait at the shop right now?
I'm putting together orders for guys for minnows and that. The trucks are not going to be running. I just got off the phone with them this morning. It's going to be a little while before live bait hits town. So what I can do for guys is order by the pound for you. It takes one day to get here. Just take care of it yourself at home. Put them in a large cooler with an aerator and call it good.
What about the worms, the waxies?
Oh, yeah, I've been carrying those.
So you have those in stock?
Yep. I'm probably going to run out today, but I'll have some more tomorrow morning when they get here.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the steelhead fishing, because I cannot believe how good a year this has been. I mean, not just like right now, but I mean, you know as well as I do, we had a great spring and early summer even for steelhead fishing.
We just have a really good group of fish out in the lake. Last fall was incredible, and it's been great ever since.
Well, Nick, what is the average size that you're seeing right now? Anything bigger than normal, or are you seeing just like the typical 4 or 5 pound steelhead?
I'd say typical fish. I mean, the last time I got out, I did get a couple that were much larger than what I've been taking. The one that was probably around 28, and then another one that was pushing it a little bit. But for the most part, I'd say 22 to 24 is what I'm seeing, same with everybody else around here.
Anybody still fishing spawn? Single eggs or sacks?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, spawn's been doing well also. I just prefer to fish waxies when I can. It's just so much easier.
Well, if folks want to come in and talk to you about, the single egg or wax worm underneath a bob or underneath a float, can you help them with that at Superior Outfitters?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Usually encourage people to bring in what they're fishing with, and I'll rig it up on the spot. So you're ready to go. There's no confusion when you get to the river 3 days later.
Well, Nick, I appreciate your time today. Anything else you want us to know about for Christmas shoppers?
Well, if you know anybody that is interested in getting into center pinning or float fishing, I'm going to be carrying a wide selection of new tackle from Raven. So I'm going to have float rods, reels, and a lot of bobbers through the new year. And we also have some new products from Temple Fork that make great Christmas gifts also.
Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Check it out on Front Street. And as always, I appreciate the insight and your time.
Yeah, good talking to you, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.